Chapter 8. A short-sighted acquaintance once told me how he felt when he first put on a pair of glasses. The world looked completely different, he recalled. But I was also a bit disappointed because now I could see ugliness and dirtiness more clearly too. Though glasses are a great invention that can even change the wearer's world view, the inventor's identity remains a mystery. In Italy, in the 13th century, glass manufacturing techniques were highly advanced. It seems most likely that glasses were invented there at that time. Paintings from the 14th century on show people with reading glasses. In the early days of glasses, how to hold them in place had to be worked out by trial and error. There were models that were held by hand, and others were designed to rest on the bridge of one's nose. In Japan, glasses are believed to have been introduced by the Jesuit missionary Francis Xavier in the 16th century. Since they were valued as rare foreign imports, they were affordable only to feudal lords and people at the top of society. Full production did not begin until the Meiji period. Today, Japan's glasses-wearing population is said to range between 50 million and 60 million, nearly half of the population. I wonder how Japan looks to their eyes.